In California today, hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses are expected to go dark across the state. These are planned power outages, and PG&E, the largest utility in California, has already started shutting off electricity to some customers because of weather conditions. High winds have increased the risk of wildfires. Joining us now is KQED's Brian Watt in San Francisco. Brian, welcome.
Thanks, Peter.
And how widespread are these outages, and how much warning have people gotten?
Well, we started getting warnings from PG&E, the utility, about 2 days ago on Monday. And here in the Bay Area, in which we count nine counties, the outages that began phasing in at midnight local time were north of the Bay. Parts of Marin, Sonoma, Napa, and Solano counties. That's about 140,000 customers so far. But more outages are expected later today, closer to the Bay in parts of Alameda County, which is where Oakland and Berkeley are, Contra Costa County, and then south of the Bay, actually in the Silicon Valley area, San Mateo and Santa Clara County. So that's also the city of San Jose. All in all, across the state, it could get up to 800,000 customers.
Wow. And the reason, of course, is that PG&E is following a state-mandated plan for preemptive outages when there's a wildfire threat, but it's also meant to be a last resort kind of a measure. So what kind of threshold needs to be reached for this plan to kick in for so many people?
Well, PG&E isn't saying exactly what the weather threshold is, but their vice president of wildfire safety says that for these coming days, they have been forecasting a high stress scenario. That's the term he used, with wind gusts blowing anywhere from 25 to 65 miles an hour. And he said that these are the kinds of conditions that we had 2 years ago this week when those devastating fires north of the Bay started. And this go round, it's even more intense conditions, but that are even more widespread regionally than those conditions were 2 years ago.
Is there evidence that turning the power off like this actually does help prevent the fires?
Well, the way we look at it is this, and I'm sure PG&E takes this into account. PG&E equipment is now believed responsible for more than a dozen wildfires in California, and that includes last year's Camp Fire, and we know how devastating that was in the town of Paradise. So while there are plenty of other things that can start a fire, someone has a campfire somewhere, grills out in a dangerous, sensitive area, if you shut the power down, the power lines down in sensitive areas, you're going to take a very, very big factor off the table. So I think that this is a extreme caution, but at least we eliminate one possibility.
And just very briefly, there are some reports that this could last for days. How are people planning to get through that?
Well, everyone's got their solution. You've got filling up gas tanks, putting stuff in the freezer. Don't open it until you know the power's back on. There are all kinds of strategies. You've got Cal Berkeley not having class today. There are various personal and institutional solutions for figuring this out.
What about you? Do you have power?
Welp, I am staying in a part of Oakland that has power at the moment, but later today, it's in the zone that could lose power.
Good luck. KQED's Brian Watt in San Francisco. Thank you.
Thank you.